I'm coming. Jesus. Jesus.
Come on in. No, it's no big deal. Come on in. What's going on? Do you realize this is like, for women my age, this is the equivalent of the middle of the night, right? What's going on with you? Are you all right? Jeez. I know you just had your date. Did everything go all right? Did it go terribly or something? It went really well. That's great. Respectfully, then what are you doing here? You wanted to make her wait, and she didn't want to. She wanted to fuck you, and you said no. Okay. I'm guessing you wanna talk about that. So why don't you have a seat right over there? And you want something hard to drink, or you want something soothing? Somewhere in between. Sure. No, that's fine. I'll get you a glass of wine. So she wanted to fuck you, and you didn't want to fuck her. That's bizarre. You realize because. This little project that you and I embarked on, this is kind of the end goal here. We were trying to get you laid, right? We were working on that. And then you have a woman that, and rightfully so, you know, she wants to fuck you and you turn her down? I mean, what about all our hard work? You just weren't sure you liked her. No, not. I guess I could see that. I could see that. But I have to say, we should definitely count this as a win, shouldn't we? I mean, the goal from the beginning was for you to get fucked. And, I mean, I'm sure you sounded wonderful and smart and you look really, really handsome. Like, and you smell really, really good. Like, you smell so good. It's like, you didn't put too much on. You don't like overwhelm the room when you come in. It's really nice. It actually smells like you, you know? So you smell really good. I guess I don't really understand what you want from me here. Cause really and truly, this has been not a lot of my work here. I have had very little to do with your success, honestly. If you think about it, I feel like all you needed was a little encouragement and a little boost to your confidence, right? And then you had it. I was barely even there, you know? And honestly, you know, this is like just your first try. If I have any mastery over the dating scene, you know, any seniority, it is just that, It might take a while until you find somebody with which you genuinely connect, you know. And you might as well have fun along the way. And I've said this before, I'll go ahead and say it again, but, you know, you really might not know what you want and what you don't want until you actually see it, right? everybody has like a preconception of what they want, and they think they know what the perfect mate will be, and then they meet someone, or they go on a date, and this person either has things that you didn't even know you wanted, or things that were absolutely horrible to you that you didn't want anymore, and it's like once you know what you want and you don't want, then you'll see it, you know? And it might take some time. It might take some time, and you might as well, you know, have some fun along the way. How do I feel about it? I mean, I feel pretty good, right? You had a success. This was a successful night, and that feels good, right? That should feel good. You should feel good. Well, you know me, right? It's like I would call myself involuntary celibate. I'm not an incel. I'm not a femcel. It's just, it's kind of where I've landed, and you know, I'm not the youngest spring chicken, you know, anymore. So, kind of just, I don't know. I don't have any plans. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm just kind of waiting for the right guy, or I'm waiting for the right time, or maybe I'm just better off alone, you know, and cheering you from the sidelines. Keep asking me what I feel. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I think you're pretty fucking amazing. You know, I've had the pleasure to see parts of you that I would have never been able to see. And I think I've really started to appreciate you as like, I want to say a friend, I guess. No, it's the right word, right? It's the right word, friend. So, you know, it's so late, and I'm sorry I didn't get laid tonight. I know you could have, but I think it might be time for you to go home. So let me show you the door. Come on, it's time to go home. Don't you want to go? I mean, next woman's gonna be waiting on you. I mean, there's just you can't wait around forever, you know. So why don't you try and have a good night? You have a why are you coming closer like that? I really don't know what you think you're doing. This is a fucking terrible idea. Why? Because we work together. Of how old I am, I guess. I don't have one of those nice young bodies anymore. It's not like that. Are you sure you want this? Because I'm not going to take it easy on you. Nope. It has been a long time for me. Okay. Get those pants down. Come on. Get them down. Please. Get them down. Oh, fuck yeah. Look at that cock. No, it's so good. So good, it's gorgeous. I want to make it extra wet. You're like a big nasty milf sucking on your cock. God, your cock is so good. You like me with my tongue out, looking up at you, licking from the base to the tip. The sound, the difference between me and other women might be that I loved blowjobs, and I mean them. I love seeing how good it makes you feel. It's dripping all over my tits. I spit fucking everywhere. You know what? It's something that we can do that I haven't done in a long time. You want to do it with me? Yeah? Now I'm going to assume that one of the reasons we're friends, one of the many reasons, let's say, is because of these big MILF tits, right? How often have you stared at them? How often have you wanted to get your hands on them? Go ahead, touch them. You like this cleavage from my little nightgown? Go ahead, grab them. Didn't take much encouragement, did it? Oh, yeah. Oh no, slip them right out. Pull them right out of my nightie. Go ahead. Oh, shit. Pretty big, huh? Yeah, you like those big, round nipples? Go ahead and suck on them. Come on. Oh, that didn't take much encouragement. Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, twist the nipple, twist the other nipple. Oh, that feels so good. No, that feels good. That feels good. That feels really good. Okay. Let me get this lube. What am I gonna do? You are going to fuck these big, fat tits. Are you ready? I think he's ready. Ready? Slower or faster? I want you to enjoy it. Feel good? God, I love the look on your face. Oh, is that too slippery? Huh? Oh, no, I love it. I fucking love it. A little bit faster. Oh, God, I love it. Fuck. You're gonna come like this? Are you gonna come? You gonna come all over my big tits? Yeah? You do? Oh, he does. Yeah. Come on, good boy. Oh. I called you a good boy. Is that okay? Yeah? It is? Oh, yeah. Come on, good boy. Come on. Come all over those pretty tits. Yeah. Come on. Oh, come on. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Keep coming. Keep coming. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Don't fucking stop. Oh. Oh. You have made a mess, young man. Don't worry, I don't mind it. Jesus. All over my face, all over my cleavage. Tastes amazing. So, I really don't know what to do right here, but I guess, you know, I can continue the lesson if you want, or you can just, How about you make me come? Doesn't that sound good? Don't you want to hear me? Don't you want to hear me come for you?